Next up is Keith Center. Keith is representing North Carolina. Come on up, Keith. Hi, Keith. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead and pull that mic real close.
Real close.
Yeah, you put your nose out in front. There you go. There you go. Pull it in real close. There you go. All right, we'll start right here. Thanks for being with us from North Carolina.
All right, I'd like to draw your attention to the middle of the slide. That's actually my reasons for joining the election integrity effort. I can't go into the details right now because they've cut us on time again. But I would like for you to notice that slide, or that particular part of the slide, where all of these thousands of Republican voters in 73 red counties suddenly pulled five key Democrat races that controlled our elections. Mm. How was that possible? The only explanation, guys, is the machines. Which leads me over to the left side of the slide. Newby Beasley race was a Supreme Court race that basically ended in a statistical tie. The end result was they had two recounts, one by machine, which showed little variation, and the second recount was a hand-to-eye count, recount of a sampling of the ballots. Guess what the sample was, folks? 381 mail-in ballots out of over 1 million. Look how small the sample was. But guess what? It didn't match, and they don't want us to see that. Which leads me over to the right side of the slide. We had great canvassing efforts all across the state, and basically it yielded the same results as I have heard throughout the day today. People voting from vacant lots all over the state. It's the same everywhere you go, even though we're red. I'll give you my own example in my own county. We're driving down Park Drive in Mount Airy, North Carolina, 2384 Park Drive. You're driving beside the Ararat River, nothing between the highway and the river but a guardrail. All of a sudden, a mailbox appears. You look up to the right, and on the side of the mountain, there's a Winnebago hanging off the side of the mountain just about to turn over. Guess what? It yielded votes. That's not cool. What caused that? Part of the people in my church showed up to vote that day and were told they had already voted. How did that happen? They had two choices. They could file a provisional ballot, or they could get mad and go home, and unfortunately, several went home. Okay? What caused it? It is the machines. Next slide, please. Mm-hmm. All right. In North Carolina, we basically have a big old crime scene, as you can see on this slide, with yellow police tape around it. They won't let us anywhere near it. We're getting roadblocks and stabbed in the back every direction we turn. We have a great obstruction of justice going on in North Carolina, and I start with this quote. People who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. There's a lot being hidden in North Carolina, folk. A lot. And it starts at the top. The North Carolina State Board of Elections has met us with attorneys on every hand. Every move we try to make is blocked somehow, some way. We challenged two or three Virginia voters for the 2022 primaries just recently, went to a hearing at the Surrey County Board of Elections office, and were met there with an attorney that read a statement from an Obama-appointed federal judge, Loretta Biggs, that basically said we could not challenge anyone's address that voted in North Carolina. What's wrong with that picture, folks? What is wrong with that picture? She is also the federal judge that struck down our voter ID laws in North Carolina. So basically, we're getting slammed from every direction. We also have county commissioners that have the power to do something, but basically are listening to liberal lawyers that tell them which direction to follow. Our local elections director went to Washington a couple of weeks back, and she's the one that blocked Dr. Frank and I from going into the elections office when he was in the county. And she got to the Defender of the Democracy Award.
Mm.
Guess who gave her that award? It was none other than Sear, which is also akin to Eric, which is also getting funded from George Soros. Eric, we just got slipped into our house budget or our state budget just before the July 4th recess. Guess who by? Republican leadership. We have a big problem in North Carolina, folks. Next slide, please. We've had a few victories along the way. The first one I'd like to talk about is we've had several regional events that included national election integrity leaders, Dr. Frank, Seth Keschel, Professor David Clements, Joe Altman, Mark Cook, Draza Smith, among others. We've also held many local events where we're trying to get the people involved. We had a prayer march a few weeks back on our courthouse in Dobson just before we went into the county commissioners meeting. And guess what the most important thing about this process is, guys? It is prayer. It is prayer. We need prayer. The second victory that I'd like to point out is on the right-hand side of the slide. We have a candidate by the name of Alvin Robinson who has agreed to enter the race as a write-in candidate to try to take down Phil Berger. Phil Berger, we think, was at the head of allowing Eric into our budget. So if you live in North Carolina or know anybody that lives in North Carolina, please tell them to write in Alvin Robertson. We also had a Brunswick County patriot that came up with a neat theme called Capture the Flag that we all played as kids. And we feel like if you've got a committed group of patriots and some county commissioners that are not afraid to face the establishment and do their job, and local law enforcement that will hear the evidence that you produce to them, we can actually get something done in your county. So if you like that strategy, hit us up in North Carolina and we'll help you out with it. Some of the election integrity organizations, last slide, that have helped us along the way is North Carolina Audit Force, Transparent Elections, North Carolina Judicial Watch, and a great grassroots data team that's sitting right here on the front row. I appreciate everything they've done, giving data to all of these groups. And we also have a great grassroots volunteer organization back home that has been with us every step of the way, done everything we ask. And we would appreciate your support as we go forward. And what did I say the most important piece of support that we could offer each other is? Prayer. So please pray for North Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.